Today's episode is brought to you by Emco Beauty. Affordable, luxe for less, and cruelty-free beauty with every product under $50. Amazing, right?
We don't have time for this. We'd like to acknowledge the traditional custodians of the land where we make this podcast, the Garigal and the Gayamagal people. We pay our respects to all First Nation elders, past, present, and emerging.
Hey, bestie.
Do you know what I don't have time for?
Oh my god, I love this podcast so much, you guys.
Hey, best. Hi, Jim. Hey, Jim.
Do you know what I don't have time for this week?
Imposter syndrome.
I love support.
What do I do with that?
Thank you.
I said, hit me with your dilemma. Hello and welcome to Bestie Hotline.
Bring, bring.
I'm Kate Reeves.
And I'm Gemma Peanut.
It's Friday.
It is Friday indeed.
We're here with you, besties, to solve all your problems. That's what we do here, right, Gem?
We sure do. And Rebsy, we've got quite the dilemma today.
Oh.
A rather polarizing one.
Oh.
Mm.
We've been doing this thing lately, Deals, where Jem reads out these dilemmas and I live react. That's quite fun.
This one actually landed in the Facebook group. It was an anonymous poster. It really ruffled feathers and it gave me pause.
Yeah.
And it got me thinking, how would I react? How would I feel about this? So it needs to be shared. We'll say we did get permission from our anonymous poster. I mean, obviously we don't know who they are, but they granted it. So shall we see who didn't phone, but rather
who wrote in the Bestie Hotline today?
You know what I don't have time for? My husband watching porn and jacking off in the bed right next to me when he thought I was asleep. This gives me so much ick and I just need to vent, or at least know that I'm not the only one who thinks this is gross. Hubs and I had an argument yesterday morning, so he didn't come to bed until 2:30 a.m. I was fast asleep until he came into bed. I am an extremely light sleeper since having a baby. I heard him open up a condom wrapper and put it on. Now, I thought he was going to try and have sex, which I really didn't want to do, so I pretended to stay asleep. Between looking after my kid and being in the hell I like to call infertility, I have zero libido and sex is just a chore at this point. He never pressures or anything. Anyway, he then proceeded to put some porn on his phone and jack off while I was sleeping next to him. It just disgusted me. I have no issue with him masturbating or watching porn, but do it in the bathroom or your office, which he has a lock on, not right next to me. Am I being crazy or is this gross?
Ooh, okay. Quite a lot going on here.
Yeah. First of all, Revsy, let's just talk about masturbation and porn in front of your partner as a general topic, because this is deeply personal. So what is your stance?
I guess I've got to admit, when you started it out, I was like, oh, okay, this is clearly upsetting her in a very intense way. Mm. Do I feel the same level of disgust? Probably not. I don't think I would, in isolation as an incident, take out the infertility, take out the fight. Let's remove those two factors because I feel like you can't ignore them entirely. No. But from the general idea, like, is it okay if your partner chucks porn on their phone and wanks off in bed when you're asleep? As a general idea.
Okay.
That I'm like, ah, I don't really have a problem with it, you know?
But something we haven't raised yet is there are women out there who don't like their partners watching porn, period.
Full stop. And they have every right to not like that. Some people think of it as cheating. I'm kind of like, you do you in your own time. It's your body, your spare time, and no shame is kind of how I feel.
Yeah.
What's your take on this?
I'm the same. I don't have a problem with porn. I enjoy porn from time to time.
Yeah.
Sometimes I need it to help me get in the mood. Sometimes I just like the escapism of it.
Sure.
I don't have an issue with porn at all. Personally, I mean, it's not a secret on the podcast. I'm struggling personally with my libido. So my husband watching porn is a gift.
Yeah.
I'm like, great. Go get yourself off. Yep. Go have some you time, baby boy.
Yeah.
As long as
baby
I just
okay.
Slip of the tongue.
Eatable complex.
A little bit of an eatable complex.
So you're like, cool, handle this. One less thing I have to do.
Correct.
Take one more thing off my list. Off my mental load. Go for your life.
I'm on the level with our DL. Again, reiterating, we're not including the argument and the infertility issues. I wouldn't love it happening
right next to you.
Right next to me.
Okay.
And I wouldn't do it right next to my husband. I have to keep doing the thought experiment of flipping it just so that I'm sense checking myself and what am I holding double standards?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
All that kind of stuff. I would never do it next to my husband.
No.
No.
I feel. Can I be a bit?
Come on, Revs.
I feel like a woman masturbating next to a man. First of all, it's neater, you know?
Is it?
Yeah, it's neater.
In what way?
I feel like audibly it's quieter. The blankets would move less.
Okay.
I feel like there would be less disturbance if you were to quickly sort yourself out than a man who it needs to crescendo. I'm assuming that's why he put a condom on. I was a little confused by that detail.
No, Anonymous DL, she added in the comments section that the condom was the for cleanup. Less mess.
Well, that was very thoughtful.
I think that's quite considerate.
Take responsibility for your mess. I also think you can't ignore culturally, as in like zeitgeist and the way women move through the world, that, yeah, a man jerking off next to you, not with you, can have notes of lack of consent, of violence, of a sexual act that you're not
part of,
not participating in, could have an ickier feeling than, say, how a man might feel if you were, you know, getting yourself off next to him. I don't know, that maybe there's layers of that.
For women, I think you're right. Yeah. I don't think many men would have a problem. But then again, I have a girlfriend whose partner doesn't like her masturbating. He gets jealous.
Masturbating?
Yes. He feels left out.
Oh.
Yeah.
But I feel like masturbation, it's a different sex act than sex.
Mm.
And it's a different part of your sex life. I don't know. I feel like your sexual wellness is like a category
unto itself.
Unto itself. Yeah. Separate to your sex life with your partner. Like, I think you could almost put it in self-care.
Yeah, but we have to extend that to men.
And I'm happy to.
Yes.
I don't feel any jealousy or frustrations with my partner, whoever that may be at the time, masturbating. I'm no problem with that. And I'm the same as you. I have no problem with porn being watched.
Let's add in the layers.
Yeah. So the fight, I think, is very relevant.
100%.
Because I guess you could deduce it down to, oh, that turned you on, did it?
Which is kind of gross.
Which I get the ick of that.
Yes. Same.
It's like, we just had a big blow up. I'm like seething over here and you're like getting off, which, okay, devil's advocate. Maybe he needed the tension release because it was very fraught and very wound up.
And let's just remember that this is at 2 a.m.
Yeah.
She said he came to bed at 2 a.m.
And she's a very light sleeper.
We don't know if he's been struggling to get to sleep and he's finally ready to come to bed. Again, I just can't help but think, could you not have gone to the bathroom? Could you not have watched porn
downstairs or in the other room?
In the other room where you were before 2 a.m., before you decided to crawl into bed and have a jerk next to your wife.
I feel like you're changing your opinion here.
I am.
Yeah.
I also know what it's like to go to bed angry.
Yeah.
We've all been there. Mm. We all know the saying, don't go to bed angry. You got to resolve it so that everyone gets a good night's sleep. Well, sometimes that doesn't happen.
Yep. Sometimes you can't because you're too angry or there's no resolution where someone isn't just placating or...
Yeah, I would have a problem with that.
Yeah.
If we'd had a fight that was left unresolved and I got woken up by you, first of all, that would piss me off. Mm. Even just being woken up.
So it sounds like she's kind of tired and a lot going on in her life at the moment. So yeah, and she says, I'm a very light sleeper. So I feel like almost the worst part for her was being woken up.
100%.
I've also can really identify with the pretending to be asleep place. Mm-hmm. It's not a good place. You know, nothing good is going on when you're pretending to be asleep. You're either avoiding something or just don't want to engage.
Mm-hmm.
It's definitely not a healthy space.
Well, the ripping of the condom, I mean, that
still is not quite over that detail.
But same, but that is actually more concerning for me because it's like, I would be like, we've had a fight.
Yeah.
Is he drunk? Does he really think I'm going to roll over and have sex?
Yeah. But she felt no relief when she realized he wasn't trying to have sex with her. What about the fact that she's basically saying she's just not up for it at the moment. Sex is a chore. You know, we've talked before about what does that mean in a relationship when one person is not feeling it? not what do you owe your partner, because that's absolutely not how we see it, but like what's the communication? What's the relationship? How is the relationship supposed to handle someone losing their libido when the other person still has theirs fully intact?
I mean, there is a little bit of meeting in the middle here.
Yeah.
We have talked about this because I think it's easy to get all feminist and say, it's your body. You never have to have sex if you never want to again. Mm. And it's like, well, let's flip it. Like, what if you had a need? And let's call it a need because it is connection. And pre-kids or pre-trying to conceive, sex was fun.
Yeah.
And I really empathize with our DL going through fertility issues because I know that chore. I know that conveyor belt where every month rolls around and you are trying to conceive sex is so different to playful sex.
Yeah.
And when you're in a season, and sometimes it's months, or in mine and my husband's case, it was 22 months of having trying to conceive sex, playful sex doesn't exist.
No, it's stressful.
It does not exist. So in her case, there really is no meat in the middle, I think, because
she's going through a lot.
A lot. And he will be too. You know, trying to conceive sex, and I keep saying this phrase,
TTCS.
I know from my personal experience that it's even fatiguing for the partner. It's like 7 days in a row, even they can tap out, believe it or not.
And they feel it if it's like mechanical, you know, like no one really wants to have sex with someone who doesn't want to have sex with them, you know, or like in a healthy relationship. So it's not pleasant for anyone. Yeah, I guess it's like, should he have just gone to another room? Can we boil it down to that?
I think we can all agree that that would have been the more respectful thing to do.
Devil's advocate, just to, you know, really feel this out. Mm. It's his bed too. He's allowed to, I don't know. No, I can't even finish the argument.
No, do you know what I could devil's advocate for is that he thought she was asleep.
Yeah.
Like, let's just entertain the idea for a second that she didn't wake up.
Mm-hmm.
It would have happened. Mm-hmm. He did the deed neatly into a condom, tied it up, put it in the bin, went to sleep. She was none the wiser.
Yeah.
That is a scenario that could have played out.
But do we get into consent stuff then? Like, is that the area that's making her feel grossed out or icky or angry? Is it that, well, I didn't get a say? She could have been like, hey, no, I don't want you to do this right now. But it's not her job, I guess. I don't know. It sounds like she was fucking seething. And we've all been in that space where you see red and you're just so fucking off them and furious. And you're almost like just stacking up the
all
the things in your head, and you're kind of building a case, and the rage is just so real. I guess, like, what's the consensus on, like, what's cool to do when your partner's asleep next to you? Ad break.
Got to keep the lights on.
Hey, Jem, want to play a game?
Do I ever not want to play a game?
Okay. If you lost your makeup bag, what are the three MCO beauty products you would immediately repurchase?
Flawless Glow Luminous Skin Filter.
Okay. They didn't even hesitate.
Well, it's my first step. Primer, concealer in one.
And it creates that dewy finish that we love.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So number two would be the Super Glow Bronzing Drops.
Knew it. Called it.
I mean, I love the sun-kissed bronze look. Obviously, especially as we're going into the cooler months, Rebsy.
It's so hydrating.
Yep. And my last pick would be
Extend Lash Mascara.
Ah, of course, my fave.
Well, it's everyone's favorite tubular mascara, actually.
So DLs, head into Chemist Warehouse, Woolworths, Big W, or jump online to mcobeauty.com to stock up on all of their cult faves.
And check out their new products today.
Okay, let me ask you this. Let's pretend that this happened to you.
Mm.
You are silently seething next to him. He finishes the deed. He goes to sleep. You say nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Eventually you fall asleep. You wake up in the morning. Do you bring it up with him?
Right. I think me now in this point of life, absolutely. Mm-hmm. I like to think I would bring it up at the time.
Rather than
silently seethe. I think I would be like, what's happening right now? But I get it when you're exhausted and you don't want to fight anymore or whatever. And yeah, maybe it is easier to just roll over and pretend you're asleep. But yeah, I like to think I would bring it up and be like, listen, that felt really bad for me. What was going on?
Mm.
But me, even a couple of years ago, maybe I wouldn't.
Would have said nothing.
Yeah. Would have just like filed it away in the resentment drawer, which would one day burst wide open. Do you know what I mean? I don't know. What about you? Would you confront it?
Like our DL, I'm a supremely light sleeper.
Mm.
So the being woken up at 2 a.m. part, I already would have addressed that. He wouldn't even have got to the wank bit because I would have been like, babe.
Not here.
No, like, can you come in quietly? You know I'm a light sleeper.
Pun intended.
But truly, I would have addressed it there. Okay, so then let's pretend I didn't address it there.
Okay.
I think I would have been like, what are you doing?
Mm.
What are you doing? I'm not going to have sex. Oh, you want to get yourself off. Can you go to another room?
Mm.
The other thing I'm interested in, was the porn quiet?
Oh, like in headphones?
Or no sound? Or was it loud, but on soft vol?
If it was loud, that feels like a different power move. That feels like he wanted her to know that was going on. And that's a whole other thing.
Mm.
I don't know. I assume it was on silent.
Let's assume it was on silent.
Let's. I honestly feel like I'm coming up a little short here because I'm like, oh, I'm trying to like be open-minded and think about it from every angle. But also I'm like, I feel like I need a sense check on what other women think about this, like to help me shape my opinion.
Well, Revzy, shall we go to the comments section? Because
sure.
I always think that can give us a more rounded view of what people are thinking. So one person wrote, definitely gross, unless it was something you'd specifically discussed was okay. You obviously hadn't.
Hmm.
Someone else wrote, I hated this with my ex-husband. I found it super uncomfortable when it would happen right next to me. Same as you, wish he'd done it in any other room. And then actually our anonymous poster wrote, we have like four other rooms he could have done it comfortably in.
Mm.
Okay, that's very revealing.
Yeah.
He made a bad choice that night. Someone else wrote, I'd feel the same way. I'm honestly stumped as to how he thought that was the right time and place. I think that's the recurring theme here, is that there were options, but he made the decision to do it right next to her.
I feel like if the story is like, we live in a one-bedroom apartment with a sunroom, there isn't really anywhere to go except the bathroom. Could he have not gone to the bathroom? You know, then you could be like, well, you know.
I actually don't think there is an excuse.
Mm,
if there's a bathroom, there's a bathroom. You know, we can't just pretend like, oh, if you've got four bedrooms, then that's different.
Mm.
It's still not okay.
Okay.
There's a couch.
Yeah.
You know? Oh, interestingly, someone wrote, and I made this assumption, or I guess raised this question, someone wrote, I'm assuming he was drunk at 2 a.m. and made a poor choice. And our anonymous poster said, actually, no, he was completely sober, which makes it worse. He was just watching TV and scrolling on his phone until 2 a.m.
Okay. I don't think it makes it worse or better. I think it's just an interesting detail. I'm changing my mind a little bit here. I actually think the only thing that matters is how she felt. And she felt upset.
And we can't be reductive
of that. No, absolutely not. Like, you're right. For some couples, if it had been previously agreed or it had been discussed, hey, I wouldn't ever mind if you, would you care? Or this happened to my friend, what would you think about that? Like, if you'd had a discussion and there was consent there, then yeah, I guess it's not an issue. And for some people, it absolutely wouldn't be. But obviously it's upset her. It's crossed a boundary for her. And she felt like she couldn't act in the moment.
Mm.
So that is a clue that she didn't feel empowered to sort of address it at the time, or maybe there isn't that communication there. They'd come fresh off a fight. There's a lot going on in her life. You know, if she felt upset and like it was wrong, then it was wrong. That's where I'm landing.
I couldn't agree more. And if she does feel wronged, she needs to address it.
Yeah.
Because that will go, as you said, Revs, in the resentment drawer.
Yeah.
Until it bursts open.
Mm-hmm.
And look, it might be an uncomfortable conversation and they might not agree on how each other feels about this, but it's not going to take a lot for him to go, yeah, okay, next time I'll go to a different room. It's not asking a lot.
It doesn't even need to be that much of a discussion. It could be like, hey, listen, if you want to jerk off in the middle of the night, could you please take it to another room? I actually don't like it when you're right next to me. It makes me feel icky.
Mm.
End of. It doesn't really have to be a major discussion, does it? That's just putting a boundary down. And then if that boundary got crossed again, then you'd have a real problem, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Fascinating.
Mm.
Yeah, I kind of moved around in that one.
Same.
It's not black and white.
It's not linear, that's for sure.
Mm.
Well, DLs, what do you think? How do you respond to this? How do you feel about your partner watching porn and masturbating next to you? Maybe you're cool with it, maybe you're not. As always, we cannot ignore the context of this one, the fight, the infertility issues, all of that colors in a very different and specific picture. But porn is polarizing, isn't it?
It really is. And I think people come at it from a lot of different point of views. But I think you're right. Like, anything is cool in the confines of a relationship if everyone is consenting adults participating. But I think this has just moved into another space.
I have to agree with you, Revzy.
Some food for thought on your Friday. Listen, I think we need a really funny dilemma next week.
I think so too.
I think we've been getting into some deep stuff. We need a really trivial one. Has anyone got a mother-in-law or like a, you know, annoying bride in their life that they want to call in about? Because I think we need a little bit of a light spicy to lemonade. What do you reckon?
Yes, I would like to drink up your light spicy to lemonade next week.
Why does that sound sexual now?
It's because of Saltburn.
you can't drink anything anymore.
I know. Slurp, slurp. DLs, we hope you have a lovely weekend ahead planned, porn-free or porn-full.
Depending on your preference.
100p.
If you want to join the conversation, please do jump on into the Facebook group. There's a lot going on in there.
And as always, we'll be back in your ears bright and early on Tuesday morning.
Bye-bye.
Bye.